Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into a pretty dense edition of the Tekken Game Morning Dispatch, and we're going to pull out the insights you need to understand the tectonic shifts happening in gaming right now.
It's a fantastic set of sources, and it really reveals this clear split in the industry's focus. So our mission today is to analyze both fronts. First, you've got the consumer battles, you know, the subscription wars, the big sales.
Right.
And then second, you have this really radical technological disruption. We're talking about AI actively taking control of gameplay, rewriting narrative rules. I mean, it's only January 2026, and things are already moving at breakneck speed.
Exactly. And since we know a lot of you are trying to optimize your time, your budget, we're going to start where the immediate value is, the strategic moves Sony is making. Okay, let's unpack this.
Sony has absolutely come out swinging. We're seeing round two of their holiday sale. And what's so fascinating is how different it is from the first round. Well, the first one was more about clearing out older legacy inventory. This wave is all about maximizing sales on the late 2025 heavy hitters, the games that are still very much premium.
And the discounts are. They're very specific. Let's look at EA Sports FC 26 Ultimate Edition.
Hmm?
It just got a massive 50% price cut down to, what, $49.99?
Yeah.
For a huge annual sports title? That feels almost unprecedented this early.
It's a completely calculated defensive play. The analysis in the dispatch really suggests this is all about boosting player engagement right now, locking in those users because they know a huge competitive threat is coming.
And that would be the looming specter of FIFA 2K26.
Precisely. The rumor mill is just churning that we're going to see a full announcement this spring. So EA knows if they can get people invested in the ultimate team economy for FC26 now, it builds this critical moat around their user base.
Okay.
So a 50% cut isn't just a sale. It's an investment in future retention.
Okay, that makes sense. Then we have an old favorite, which is both a deal and a bit of a tech obsession, GTA V, the 2025 remasters, down 40% to $29.99.
Mm.
And normally, you know, we'd all sigh about buying this game for the fourth time, but the source actually justifies it with some technical details.
They do. This is a very targeted discount. It's for the fidelity enthusiast. The key upgrade here isn't just a simple resolution bump. Tekken Game points out that this version on the PS5 Pro includes full path tracing.
Okay, and for those listening who maybe don't live and breathe graphics cards, why does that distinction path tracing versus, say, normal ray tracing, why does that matter so much?
It matters because path tracing is, it's basically the holy grail of lighting. It simulates light, you know, reflections, refractions, shadows, all in a single, unified, super realistic model. It gets rid of all the visual trickery.
Right.
It means the light bouncing off a wet street in Vinewood is mathematically perfect. And crucially, the sources confirm it has a locked 60 frames per second mode on the Pro, so it's not just a prettier port anymore.
It's a whole different experience.
Exactly. The source argues it makes it the definitive version.
That reframes the discount completely. It's less about old content and more about driving adoption for their high-end platform. Speaking of must-haves, the official Tekken Game pick is Hades II.
Oh, yeah.
Now 30% off. It's a strong Game of the Year contender, and this is its first major discount.
And that's a key signal. When a game of that quality sees its first discount, it means the initial full price rush has tapered off. Now they're entering the long tail phase, inviting in that second wave of players who are waiting. It's a sign of maturation, not desperation.
Right. Moving beyond sales, though, the subscription war just keeps escalating. And we have a huge piece of news for PS Plus coming from that reliable French leaker, Bill Bouquin.
Mm-hmm.
What's the headline leak for the February 2026 PS Plus Essential lineup?
The headline is massive. It's the inclusion of God of War Ragnarok. It's a huge, huge move.
That fundamentally shifts the value proposition of that whole tier, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Think about the timing. Ragnarok is coming up on 3 years since launch. It's arguably the defining tentpole first-party game of the PS5 so far.
For sure.
So adding a game of that caliber, a system seller, to the basic free subscription tier is just the ultimate power move against Game Pass.
So how does that really stack up against Microsoft's strategy?
Well, Microsoft's whole thing with Game Pass is volume and day one releases. Sony's rebuttal here isn't to match the volume. It's to increase the perceived quality and value of their legacy library.
I see.
If you're a casual player looking for huge, high production games for a low monthly fee, suddenly PS Plus with Ragnarok looks incredibly appealing. It's all about keeping those subscriber numbers up. We'll probably see the official confirmation next Wednesday.
It's amazing to watch them fight over price and service, But the real revolution is happening somewhere else.
Let's talk AI. Because we have two totally contrasting applications that are, well, they're redefining what it even means to be a player. Here's where it gets really interesting.
We had to start with the most controversial one. It's an Xbox patent called AI-assisted gameplay takeover. And it describes a system where an AI agent can literally take control of the player's character. And the example they use is perfect. So imagine you, the listener, you're 40 tries deep fighting Millennia in Elden Ring 2. You're hitting that wall.
We've all been there.
Instead of quitting, you hit a new AI help button. What happens?
According to the patent, the Xbox AI running on the Azure cloud instantly takes over. It analyzes your character's loadout, the boss's attack patterns, and then it just executes a flawless run to win.
That sounds like magic. I mean, how is the AI achieving that kind of mastery so quickly?
The key tech here is imitation learning. So the AI isn't finding some new way to win. It's learning from millions of logged successful runs by other very skilled human players.
Oh, wow.
It basically identifies the most efficient way a human has ever beaten that boss, synthesizes it, and then executes it perfectly. It plays like a superhuman pro.
Which explains the immediate, intense pushback from the hardcore community. They're calling it legal cheating.
Of course. But the source material also gives weight to Microsoft's side of it. They're framing it very strongly as an accessibility feature.
Right. And that's where the debate explodes. If a disability or even just time constraints prevent a player from getting past a boss, and that boss blocks them from seeing the rest of the game,
doesn't AI assistance serve a vital role then?
It just raises that core question. If the point of a game like Elden Ring is the struggle, the learning, the personal triumph, does outsourcing that challenge to an AI invalidate the whole experience?
It's a complex ethical knot. It really is. But if that AI is about solving mechanical challenges, the second development is about solving narrative blandness. We're shifting focus completely now from consoles to the PC modding scene for Skyrim.
And this is truly game-changing for RPGs. A modder named Block updated their Skyrim in-world AI mod to use the new GPT-6 API.
The result is, it's profoundly transformative. Yeah. Gone are the clunky pre-recorded dialogue trees where you have two choices.
Yes, or tell me more about the dragon prompt.
Exactly. Now, if you speak into your microphone, NPCs generate unique, real-time voiced responses to your actual questions.
So we're talking about asking a random guard in Riften about, I don't know, the long-term economic instability from the Civil War and getting a detailed logical answer.
Or digging into a blacksmith's childhood trauma, yes. And this is where it stops being just a tech demo and starts impacting the game systems. The player reports in the dispatch are just astonishing.
What are they saying?
People have used pure verbal logic, not combat, but persuasive conversation, to talk bandits out of attacking them, to convince guards to abandon their posts because their philosophical duties were challenged.
Talking a guard out of their duty with just rhetoric? That is a terrifying and incredible glimpse into what the Elder Scrolls the Sixth could be. Your soft skills become as powerful as your sword.
That's the perfect way to put it. We're seeing AI used to conquer gameplay on one hand and to deepen narrative on the other. It's a fundamental change to the interaction model. The passive linear experience is under siege.
Speaking of brand new experiences, let's move on. We've been waiting for solid details on Ken Levine's project, Judas, for years, the spiritual successor to BioShock. Finally showed off some real gameplay.
Yeah, after all those rumors about development hell, they delivered a spectacular trailer. And visually, it has that signature Levine atmosphere. It's stunning, chaotic, dense.
The setting is a disintegrating starship called the Mayflower. And the gameplay looks familiar, powers in one hand, guns in the other. But the real hook is this system they're calling Narrative Lego.
This is the core innovation. So the ship is ruled by three competing and frankly insane AI leaders, Tom, Promenade, and Hope. Your choices, who you align with, who you betray, don't just change dialogue.
So how does that manifest in the world?
It's mechanical. The source highlights that your allegiance physically changes the layout of the ship in real time. If you betray Hope, a path you needed might suddenly be sealed off, forcing you to find a new route.
So it actually alters the level design?
Yes. It might even create a new enemy encounter designed specifically because you betrayed her. It promises a level of player consequence that physically changes the world. We really haven't seen that since the peak of the immersive sim genre. Release window is summer 2026.
That sounds like a game that will need a lot of power, which brings us perfectly to our final story, high fidelity portability. The cat simulator Stray has officially landed on mobile.
It's a huge win for mobile gaming. I mean, it shows what this next generation of hardware can do. Annapurna brought a near console quality experience to the App Store, but there's a massive catch.
The barrier to entry, it's all about the chips, isn't it?
Correct. The port is strictly exclusive to devices with the A19 Pro chip, so that means you need an iPhone 16 Pro or one of the upcoming 17 series phones. They are demanding the absolute latest silicon.
Why, though? I mean, Stray is a beautiful game, but it's not Crysis. Why that level of exclusivity?
It's because of the tech they're using, Apple's Metal FX upscaling. To run that complex environment on a phone, the device renders the game at a lower resolution internally. Metal FX then uses AI to intelligently reconstruct and sharpen that image back up to near console quality.
Okay, I see.
That process is incredibly demanding, and only the newest Pro chips can handle that load without, you know, melting.
So it's basically to preserve performance. The reviews seem to confirm it works, praising the visuals and even the touch controls. And the price, $14.99, is a steal.
But the Dispatch adds a clear warning for you, the listener. Watch out for your battery life. Rendering those neon-drenched environments is still a heavy task, and it will drain your phone rapidly.
So what does this all mean? If we connect all these threads from today's deep dive, the biggest takeaway isn't just speed, it's this convergence of strategies.
Absolutely. The industry is aggressively optimizing its monetization, using legacy blockbusters like Ragnarok to drive subscriptions. And at the same time, the core experience is being pulled in these two totally distinct directions by AI.
Right. AI for utility playing the game for you, and AI for creativity for these organic narratives.
Exactly. The days of the fixed linear campaign where every single player has the exact same experience, those days are just... they're waning.
And speaking of those generated narratives, we have to leave you with one final thought. That incredible report from the Skyrim mod where a player used pure logic to talk a guard out of their duty. To break an established game rule with conversation.
This raises a massive, urgent question for human creators. If these tools give the player the power to logically dismantle a core narrative anchor, like a guard's dedication, what does that mean for game writers?
How do you design a satisfying story when the player can generate infinite logical outcomes that you never intended?
What are the true limits of generated narrative?
Yeah.
And will it eventually make the job of a human narrative designer impossible?
A fascinating problem to think about.
Right.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the accelerating world of video games. We encourage you to explore those concepts and maybe grab that Hades II deal before it's gone.